Okay.
Fobbies Are
Really?
Orange, episode number 4.
Hit it up! Let's do it!
Last time on Fobbies Are Orange, Ness met the mayor and killed 2 bugs. Today, he'll take on the police force like that body count song. Here on... We join Ness leaving the Onet Caves after claiming the first sanctuary as his own. He doesn't know that a police officer is waiting at the end of the light.
Hey there, boy. That sign there says, do not enter. Can't you read?
Actually, no. I can't read. And I don't appreciate being pressured into a conversation such as this due to your irresponsibility as a member of law enforcement. Furthermore, I believe that you, sir, are in violation of Code 8.29-3 of the Onet Police Force Handbook Version 2.81 Revision 6 that clearly states, no member of the Onet Police may enforce any charges upon any individual due to discriminatory objectives that may arise during any sort of investigation or interrogation that has not been judged already as guilty in a court of law. It is because of this, sir, that you are clearly out of line.
Where on earth did you learn that?
Well, I read it in the handbook. Didn't you hear what I said? Crap.
You little delinquent, you better haul your butt over to the Onet Police Department later today, boy.
Dang it!
And so the cops now targeted Ness. So he headed downtown to the local police department.
There he is. That's the little reader who went into the Onet Caves.
So you're the guy who's been stirring things up around here. You read pretty well for someone who's so young. Reading so young. What's your name? Reed Young?
Actually, my name is Ness.
Yeah. I'm Captain Strong, the chief of Onet Police. I don't know what you were doing in the Onet Caves, but now you're gonna learn your lesson. Follow me, kid.
What is this?
I want you, a 13-year-old boy, to fight 5 of my best officers.
I think there's something wrong with this picture. I'm just a kid!
And you're also a criminal! So it's time for the whipping of your life!
And so Ness fought, bravely, bashing in the heads of many police officers with his trusty baseball bat, until they finally left him the heck alone.
So you managed to get past my men. Unfortunately, you'll never beat my Ultra Super Ultra Mamo Tango Foxtrot martial arts. The same martial arts that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles used to defeat Shredder. Prepare to be tamed. Wow, you sure proved me wrong. I thought that surely 30 years in the force would allow me to take down a 13-year-old kid, but apparently I've been eating too many donuts. I tell ya, things have been pretty slow as of late. It's time like this that kids should be playing Nintendo games. Anyway, it's pretty obvious to me that you want to go to Tucson. I can see it in your eyes.
Actually, no, there's no real reason for me to go there.
Are you sure? Because, like, the plot of this game will only progress if you leave on it.
Well, how would I know that?
Oh, wait, you haven't gotten the dream yet?
Dream? What are you talking about?
Holy dang spoilers! Sorry, kid, I won't say any more. Seriously, I know how you kids get. Just give me a call ahead. Let me call the Roblox guys. Yeah.
And so Ness defeated the mighty police force. And then traveled back home to say goodbye to his mom before continuing on his adventure.
Oh, honey, you're back.
Mom, I wanted to let you know that I'm going on a crazy adventure, and I'll be gone for a few months while I'm off fighting space demons. I wanted to know if you could cover for me in case my teacher's called.
Well, of course, dear. You have fun. Well, you know, you look so tired. Why don't you eat some steak and scoot up to bed, okay? Chop, chop. Ness, I'm a friend you've never met before. My name is Paula. I need you to help me, Ness. I don't know where I am, but I can hear running water in the distance. Oh, please help me, Ness.
Holy crap, what was that? I think I need to get some water and some steak. And some steak.
And so, Ness, and... you know what? I'm not gonna give you a synopsis this time. Seriously, you've probably listened to this the entire time anyway, so why on the earth would I bother to retell the entire thing in a shortened form? It seriously doesn't make much sense. It would only be a waste of time to continue rambling on and on about something you already know about. Why would I waste time, you know, valuable time doing such an idiotic thing as wasting time? This synopsis, which never existed, is now over. Join us next time. I'm Fabi Zarborich.
Sorry, I was just thinking of words that rhymed with pinky.
Pinky? Pinky Winky?
Yeah.
That sounds
pinky,
inappropriate.
You know, you got four of them?
This is four of them? Talking about, like, toes?
Yeah. Two of them are toes, but, you know, two of them are fingers.
It's true.
Okay, well, this is over.
Someone's saying that they kept peeing and they didn't stop. Looks like you've got competition, X-Fist.